The whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας.
Oh, please, don't ever, ever make me say goodbye.
Lucy Simon, The Secret Garden, ο μυστικός κήπος, μέρος δεύτερο. Εγκλωβισμένος μέσα στο πένθος του για τη χαμένη σύζυγο, ο ιδιοκτήτης του κήπου αυτού τον κλείδωσε για πάντα. Τελικά όμως, όχι και για πάντα, αφού σύμφωνα με το ομώνυμο μυθιστόρημα της Frances Hodgson, η μικρή Mary Lennox έρχεται να ξεκλειδώσει το μυστικό κήπο και να ξαναδώσει ελπίδα στον μικρό Colin και τον πατέρα του, ελπίδα και πίστη που θεραπεύουν κάθε είδους αναπηρία. Πώς μια τέτοια ιστορία να μην γίνει κάποια στιγμή musical. Ας συνεχίσουμε σήμερα τη μουσική μας ανάγνωση από εκεί που την αφήσαμε.
Help him get well.
Come spirit, come charm, come desert hour, come magical spell, come help him get well.
Unfold and grow, the winter's past, we're Relax. It is my task to find you a suitable school to go to.
But I can't leave now. Colin needs me.
The last thing the boy needs is you. You have no idea how ill he is. Do you want him to die?
To die? I didn't do anything. You locked him up in his room.
You may go.
You don't want Colin to get well at all. You want him to die so you can have this house.
You will leave Saturday week.
Martha, Colin's going to die and it's all my fault.
And what have you done for Colin except get him going outside every day and get him eating his food and getting him believing he can get strong again? I think you were just what Colin needed. What you've got to do is finish what you've begun. I don't know just how, but it's not over till you've won. When you see the storm is coming, see the lightning part the skies, it's too late to run. There's terror in your eyes. What you do then is remember this old thing you heard me say. It's a storm, not you, that's bound to blow away. Devil's at your door. There's no place to hide. You're frozen to the floor. What you do then is you force yourself to wake up and just say, it's this dream, not me, that's bound to go away. Above or down below, or just come flying at you from across the room. When you see a man who's raging and is jealous that he fears that you've walked through walls he's hid behind for years, what you do then is you tell yourself to wait it out and to say, it's this day. I think you should find pen and paper and write to your uncle in Paris and tell him to come home. I think you should let Colin's father say whether he likes him standing or not.
D-E-A-R, Uncle Archie, how are you? I'm fine. Everybody else is too. Please come home.
Home. I have no home.
Martha says that you're in Paris.
It's
is
a house,
very
child.
Far away.
Just a house.
Do they have nice girls and boys?
I can't
there?
Get far enough away from it.
Please come home.
Now just sign it.
Should I say that Colin's well known?
Streets of Paris like a maze.
Should I say that Dr. Craven?
Sleepless nights and aimless days.
I think that what you have is good. Let's get it posted on its way. He'll rush home and you can tell him all the rest you have to say.
kind sir, Uncle Archie, I wish that you could see when you come into the garden. Please come home
for
me. Yours truly.
Well, maybe.
Sincerely.
How's about
your friend Mary?
Oh, I see you in the window of a carriage, then a train. Still my mind will not accept that in your grave you must remain. I hear your voice, then turn and see a stranger's form and face. Must I wander untormented place to place to place to place? Where can I go that you won't find me? Why can't I find a place to hide? Why do you want to chase me, haunt me every step you're there? Beside me, where in the world, tell me, where in the world can I live without your love? Where on the earth, tell me, where on the earth can I stay now that you are gone? Why did I have to meet you, love you? Why can't I rid you from my mind? Why did you have to want me? Won't you let me put my life behind me? How in the world, tell me, how in the world can I live without your love? Why on the earth, tell me, why on the earth should I stay now that you are gone? Now that you are.
Lily.
Is that
you? I know I would have. Is care for the
Can you ever forgive me?
It was the garden that did it, Father. And Mary. And Dickon and Martha. And some kind of charm that came right out of the ground.
Yes. Colin. Colin, look at you.
It was Ben that kept the garden alive, Father. Until...
I knew it was again your orders, sir, but I...
And it was Dickon who taught us how...
Yes, I can imagine. Dickon. If there is ever anything we can do...
Sir, what is to become of our Mary?
Lustres of Croker.
Why? Mary. I'd nearly forgotten you and all this.
It's hard to remember everybody, sir.
No, it isn't. Three isn't very many people at all. I should be able to remember three people quite easily.
Would I be one of them?
Mary Lennox, for as long as you will have us, we are yours. Colin and I. And this is your home. And this, my lovely child, is your garden.
Come to my heart and
Αυτός λοιπόν ήταν ο μυστικός κήπος της Αμερικανίδα συνθέτη Lucy Simon, έτσι όπως τραγουδήθηκε στα 1991 από το αμερικάνικο, το Original Broadway Cast. Όπως είπαμε και στην προηγούμενη μας εκπομπή, 10 χρόνια μετά, το έργο ανέβηκε και στο West End και το Original London Cast αυτή τη φορά ηχογράφησε το έργο το 2001 με τις αλματώδεις ομολογουμένως αλλαγές της μουσικής τεχνολογίας ανάμεσα σε 1991 και 2001, θα έλεγε κανείς ότι ακούει ένα καινούριο έργο. Παρ' όλα αυτά, πάμε να το διαπιστώσουμε ιδίης ο Σιν, πιάνοντας το νήμα του παραμυθιού από την αρχή του.
Nobody in the bungalow but me. And that snake.
Oh, Jadu Ke Mo San. Oh, Garmio Ke Din. Oh, Mantra Tantra.
Major! There's a girl in here!
Do you mean alive?
My name is Mary Lennox. Why has nobody come for me? Why have I been forgotten?
The column. They're all dead, miss.
Mother? Father?
All dead, miss. I'm sorry, miss.
Dream.
Surely it must seem like a frightful dream.
How can this be true? Why did no one come?
Why did no one see where a girl might be?
What is there to do?
Medlock, Mr. Craven's housekeeper. Is this the girl?
Yes, ma'am. And here are her papers and the death certificates.
How is it, Major, that everyone in the house contracted the cholera except Mary Lennox?
Could be, ma'am. They didn't spend any time with the girl. Always giving parties, they were.
Really? Thank you, Major.
I've spent 2 weeks with her now, and I think she's the most disagreeable child I've ever met. She's lucky we found this, Uncle Archie, or I'd be taking her to an orphanage.
Such a sour thing. I'd expected tears or complaints or fears. Seems she doesn't care what a life will bring. Or is this the cost of the love she's lost? See how people stare.
Silence, all the night she's there.
Why you're being brought to Misselthwaite, I'll never know. Your uncle isn't going to trouble himself about you. He never troubles himself about anyone. He was a hunchback, you see. And a sour young man he was. Got no good of all his money till he was married to your mother's sister, Lily. She was a sweet, pretty thing. Nobody thought she'd marry him, but marry him she did. And it wasn't for his money either. But then when she died...
How did she die?
Made him worse than ever. He travels most of the time now. When he does come home, all he does is wander the hallways and talk to ghosts.
All change! Pickering Station!
None of us can know where a girl could go, suffered such a blow. Pity her the pain. Now she stands so still, and she looks so old, not a hand to hold. Pity she's so plain. That's the moor it is. Miles and miles of wild land that nothing grows on but heather and gorse and broom. And nothing lives on but wild ponies and sheep.
What is that awful howling sound?
That's the wind blowing through the bushes. They call it wuthering, that sound. But look there, that tiny light far across there. That'll be the gate, it will. That'll be Misselthwaite. Dr. Craven, your uncle's brother.
You're to take her to her room. My brother doesn't want to see her.
Very good, Doctor.
A girl who doesn't cry, standing all alone. Will she ever learn that others here are lonely? A girl who needs a home, looking up at me. I wonder if she knows that she's a girl whom no one sees.
Well, here you are then. This room and the next are where you'll live.
There's a girl who no one sees.
But don't expect there to be people to talk to you.
There's a girl who's left alone.
When you're in the house, don't go wandering about. Your uncle won't have it.
Won't have it.
There's a heart that beats in silence.
But since I have no fine white horse inside, I'll have to stay and empty all the chamber pots and scrub the floors and such. But from what I've heard of horses, we're not missing all that much. If I had a wooden boat, I'd take you for a sail today. But since I have no wooden boat inside, I'll have to stay and catch and kill the mice and pluck the chickens for the cook. But what could we do on a wooden boat but sit up straight and look and worry our boat will start to drift and float us out to sea and land us on an isle of gold. Oh dear, oh dearie me, if I had a chamber. chambermaid. I'd take you out to play today. And up we didn't end up in a maze and lose our way. But just sit down and cry till Mrs. Medlock heard our moans. But we could starve to death by then. Be just two piles of bones. For all I know, a band of elves are camped beneath a tree. And oh, those elves can bite, you know. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dearie me. So the truth is, I'm afraid to take you out the door today. Talking birds and tales of spirits keep me scared away. I promised I will never tell what else is there, although if in a maze you chance to see a garden guarded by a tree and meet a bird that speaks to me, then come and tell my fine white horse and me.
Come along, love, come fly away, fly along, come along, fly away home.
Skip, skip the lace to the master's gate, skip, skip the lace
while
the master
aches. Come along, love, you've flown a long way, you've flown on the day, come fly away home.
Skip, skip the lace to the master's
gate, come fly away, fly along, come along, fly away home.
Come along, love,
you've flown a long way, you've flown on the day, come fly away home.
Plant a hedge, cut it back. Dig a hole, try and fill it. Plant a rose, tie it back. Find a mole, try and kill it. It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of ways any man could spend his day. It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of paths, but a soul can find the way. For an old man knows how a year it goes, how the cold hard ground in the spring comes round, how the seeds take hold, how the ferns unfold, how an English garden grows. Miss a step, trip and fall. Miss the path, meet the wall. Miss a way, miss a turn. Getting lost is how you learn.
It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of paths. Better be the hand astray. Turning left and then turning left again, so the soul can find the way.
But an old man knows how a year it goes, how the cold hard ground in the spring comes round, how the seeds take hold, how the ferns unfold, how an English garden grows.
Skip, skip the ladies to the master's gate.
Mistress Mary, quite contrary.
Sip, sip the ladies while the master ate. Tiptoe the chambermaid and stole their pearls. Snip, snip the gardener and cut off their curls.
It's a maze, it's a maze, it's a maze of paths. Let's leave the man astray. Turning left and then turning left again. So the soul can find the way.
It's a maze,
it's a maze. It's a maze of scars, it's a maze of scars, it's a maze of scars.
Prune this, weed that, trim all around. Plant this, seed that, how an English garden grows. For an old man knows how a year it goes, how the cold unfold, in the spring comes round, how the seeds take hold, how the ferns unfold, how an English garden grows. Hey up, work!
Thank you.
I don't know anything about the spring. Are you sure it's coming?
Can't you smell it?
I smell something nice and fresh and damp.
That's the good rich earth making ready to grow things. Winter's on the wing, soon a fine spring morn's coming clean through the night, comes the May, I say. Winter's taken flight, sweeping dark cold air out to sea. Spring is born, comes the day, say I, and you'll be here to see it. Stand and breathe it all the day. Stoop and feel it. Stop and hear it. Spring, I say. Rising fast on fire, glaring down through the gloom, gone the grey, I say. The sun spells the doom of the winter's rain. Ice and chill must retire, comes the maid, say aye, and you'll be here to see it. Stand and breathe it on the day. Stoop and feel it. Stop and hear it. Spring, I say. I say, be gone, ya howling gales, be off, ya frosty morns. All your solid streams begin to thaw. Melt your waterfalls, part your frozen winter walls. See, see now. Starting. And now the mist is lifting high, leaving bright blue air rolling clear across the moor. Comes the May, I say. The storm will soon be by, leaving clear blue skies. Soon the sun will shine. Comes the May, say I, and you'll be here to see it. Oh, stand and breathe it all the day.
She'll plant some seeds. The seeds will grow, the flowers bloom, but is their bounty what she needs? How can she chance to love a little bit of earth? Does she not know? The earth is old and doesn't care if one small girl wants things to grow. She needs a friend, she needs a father, brother, sister, mother's arms. She needs to laugh, she needs to dance and learn to work her girlish charms. She needs a home, the only thing she really needs I cannot give. Instead, she asks a bit of earth to make it live. She should have a pony gallop across the moor. She should
should have a doll's house with 100 rooms per floor. Why can't she ask for a treasure? Something that money can buy that won't die when I give her the world. She asks instead for some. A bit of earth. She wants a little bit of earth. She'll plant some seeds. The seeds will grow. The flowers bloom. Their beauty, just the thing she needs. She'll grow to love the tender roses, lilies fair, the iris tall. But then in time, a bit of earth will freeze and kill them all. A bit of earth. A bit of earth. A bit of earth. A bit of
earth. Come on, quickly move!
All the shutters must be closed, all the doors shut. No one is to go outside, no lamps lighted.
William!
Martha!
It's all right, Mary. It's just the storm.
Susan, what are you doing?
It wasn't the storm, Martha. I heard someone crying.
Oh, no, child.
Dr. Craven.
And this isn't the first time either.
Are the stables secure?
They are, sir.
Dr. Craven.
There's someone crying in this house, and I'm going to find out who it is.
No, Mary.
Dr. Craven, you must tell me what...
Mrs. Medlock, I have my hands quite full enough with this storm, and I will thank you not to tell me what I must do.
I beg your pardon, Doctor. I had no intention.
Do what you can, Mrs. Medlock.
Martha, we need you out here.
Look, you stay here in your room. They don't want you wandering about. And besides, what if there's a ghost crying?
I don't believe in ghosts. And even if I did, they don't cry. Boys and girls cry. Sick people cry.
Martha!
I heard someone crying. Who, though, could it be? Someone in this house whom no one seems to see. Someone no one seems to hear except for me. I heard someone crying. Maybe it was me. Maybe it was someone who is frightened here a lot like me. Maybe it was someone who is scared of lightning just like me.
Archie! Archie! There's a storm coming!
I heard someone singing. Who though could it be? Maybe it was Lily calling out to me. Maybe she's not gone so far away as I've been told. I heard someone singing. Maybe it was she.
Mary said she hears him. She follows the footsteps on the stairs.
Pray she doesn't find him lying there.
Every day she asks if someone here is crying.
There's a storm howling for the wind.
Mary! Get back in your room.
Maybe it was someone here who cannot sleep a lot like me.
Maybe it was someone who is scared of thunder just like me.
I heard someone crying, though I can't say who. Someone in this house with nothing left to do. Sounded like a father left alone, his love grown cold.
Without you, I can't live my life without you. Lily, where are you? I need you.
I've searched the world, but you're not there. Come and tell me why you brought me home when you're not here. I heard someone singing, maybe it was you.
Maybe I was dreaming of a garden growing far below.
Maybe I was dreaming of a life that I will never.
I learnt it in India.
Come spirit, come charm, come days that are warm. Come magical spell, come help and get well. Take the sadness, take the sickness of the soul away. Come the day.
Spirit, come
charm. Come spirit, come charm.
Come days that are warm. Come magical spell.
Take the sadness, take the sickness of the soul away.
Come helping
come
get
spirit,
well.
Come spirit, come charm. Come days that are warm. Come magical spell. Come help him get well.
Come spirit, come charm, come days that are born. Come magical spell, come help him get well.
Come spirit, come charm, come days that are warm. Come spirit, come charm, come days that are warm. Come magical spell, come days that are well. Come magical spell, come days that are well. Come magical spell, come help him get well.
Thank you.
Και κάπου εδώ η αγάπη βρίσκει το δρόμο της και για το original London cast του μυστικού κήπου της Lucy Simon. Αφήνοντας τη Mary Lennox, τον Colin και τον μπαμπά του να βρουν το δρόμο τους στον κήπο που σαν μια νέα γη τους αποκαλύπτεται. Φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, εμείς ανανεώνουμε το ραντεβού μας για την επόμενη εβδομάδα την ίδια ώρα. Από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Φίλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο. Υπόκληση.
And this, my lovely child, is your garden.
Thank you.